Welcome to a side quest here in Space Castle, your clubhouse and ours for all things nerdy. My name is DT. We're trying something a little bit different here. We're calling them side quests. What they are is shorter, abridged episodes that don't necessarily fit into the mainstream Starlog episodes we release every Wednesday. They're going to cover things that we want to talk about on a more timely basis, things like movie releases, video games, TV shows, books. And in these episodes, you might hear all of us, you might hear some of us, you might hear one of us, and you might even hear a special guest here and there too. We're really excited. Hope you guys dig it. Let us know with your feedback, comments, and reviews. And if you guys dig it, we're going to keep doing it. So in today's episode, we're going to jump right into TMNT Shredder's Revenge, which just released for all the major platforms on June 16th. I am a huge, massive, lifelong Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. Started out with the action figures, evolved into the cartoon, of course, the movies, and then the video games. I've played virtually all of the video games at one point or another, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, is one of my all-time favorite arcade and SNES games. So when Shredder's Revenge was announced, I was incredibly excited, but also very skeptical. It's a tall order and a daunting task to create a spiritual successor to Turtles in Time, and not only do that, but also create a direct sequel of sorts to it as well. The task fell to Tribute Games, and they're made up of people who worked on such games as Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. So these are all veterans. These guys know exactly what makes a beat-em-up work, and, you know, let's talk about whether or not they actually succeeded here. Yeah, they did. They created something that's not only a worthy successor and sequel to the classic TMNT beat-em-ups, they also created something that is a wonderful and loving tribute that is so goddamn much fun to play and such a wild nostalgic trip while also offering such important and integral and ingenious quality of life enhancements and things that just make gameplay feel better and just bring it up to like a more modern speed. I can't say enough good things about this game. But I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes or so doing so. So strap on in, grab a slice of pizza, let's fucking get into it. First of all, this game looks absolutely fucking beautiful. They went with a gorgeous, rich, in-depth pixel art style to mimic the style of the previous games they're both emulating and following up. And they match the style of the original 1987 cartoon so goddamn perfectly that I felt at times like I was just playing an episode of the show. All the characters are perfectly recreated and animated. The love and care that put into making sure that every detail was there is just staggering. The game is gorgeous. The animations are incredibly fluid and detailed and rich. And everything just feels really, really fucking good. It's just gorgeous to look at. It's incredible. And in terms of feeling good, the controls just feel tight. There's kind of a hit or miss sort of thing going on with modern day beat-em-ups where they either feel really good and they connect and they just feel right to play, like Scott Pilgrim vs. the World the game did, for example. And then there are others, which I won't name by name, that just don't feel correct. There's something weird. There's some sort of disconnect that just doesn't match that magical feel of beat-em-ups from the 80s and 90s. And it's no fault of the developers. It's just a really fucking hard thing to grasp and to get perfectly right. But like I said before, Tribute Games, they know what the fuck they're doing. And they know exactly what they want to do. And I've played this game and I finished it already on Xbox Series X and Nintendo Switch. And both feel absolutely flawless. The controls are tight and precise. And they do exactly what you want to do, and there's no sort of lag or weird disconnect. You just feel completely in control of your turtle, or your rat, or your TV news reporter, or your crazy fucking vigilante guy in a hockey mask. It just feels super, super great. And like I said, there have been quality of life adjustments, and there have been updates. So you can actually dodge roll now, instead of just having to stand there and absorb hits whenever, you know, a foot soldier happens to land a lucky shot. You're actually able to break away from the action, back off, roll away, and then retaliate and counterattack, which is super dope. And what's also really cool is the fact that when you use your super move, you no longer have to sacrifice part of your health bar to do it. What you do is you can either accumulate points in like a ninja bar, I think that's what they're calling it, to build up your meter to be able to use that special attack. Or what you can do is use a brand new taunt function, which is awesome because Michelangelo's taunt function is the exact dance he does in the opening credits in a 1987 cartoon. Raphael's taunt is him just crossing his arms and laughing. April O'Neil asks the enemies if they have any comments with her microphone. It's hilarious. It's an opportunity to inject even more personality and fun into the game while also introducing a brand new mechanic that is just sorely needed. Because like I said, I've spent the last like 30 years of my life playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time on a regular basis on my Super Nintendo. I love it. I revisit it at least once a year just to play through it once. And it's a 30-year-old game. I mean, there's no dodge function. Having to sacrifice part of your health bar to use a super move to get out of a sticky situation, it's all built very much with that sort of arcade mentality of pumping more quarters in to keep, you know, basically getting kids money. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I fucking grew up on arcades and it's amazing, but Tribute Games, they knew that this was going to be a game that was going to be played at home. It was going to be played with a single person like me or online with a bunch of buddies like I did while I was testing the game out. And also people who are going to have a bunch of friends over and play, like, you know, six people couch co-op. And you want the experience to be challenging and fun, but you don't want it to be necessarily punishing. I mean, that's what higher level difficulties are for. So all of the changes and updates they've made in terms of gameplay were done with that in mind to make this an overall smoother and more fun and compelling and strategic experience. You're not just button mashing here. There's different movesets you can do. There's different special attacks you can do, whether it's just your classic, you know, hit the button and do your special attack. You can do a special attack in midair. You can do a special attack while backflipping and dodging. So it's all about timing and deciding when and where you're going to use those special moves economically to either get yourself out of a bad situation, maximize your damage output, or just rip the shit out of a boss. It's so great. The mechanics just feel so fucking good. And I am absolutely thrilled that this game feels great because it could look amazing, it could sound amazing, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But all of that goes by the wayside and doesn't come together if the game doesn't feel good to play. And it just feels like second nature the second you pick up the controller. It's masterful. It's incredible. And I am so thrilled that the Tribute Games is able to pull it off and really make this just such a seamless experience. We've got a few more things to talk about with this awesome game. But before we do that, we've got some messages from Earth we've got to get to. Let's check those out and we'll be right back with more talk about Shredder's Revenge.
Across the multiverse, there's a cluster of wild stars known as Omega Star 7. Filled with bounty hunters, bandits, and the fine dining mega corporation Ahuli's House of Good Eats. A place with starships, dive bars, and guns. Really, really big guns. When you're here, you're family. If you owed your family a lot of money. Welcome to Omega Star 7.
Okay, Slipback, I mean, that was okay, but, like, what is Omega Star 7?
What? It's a podcast.
Okay, yeah, we gotta add a little pizzazz to it. Like, it's a podcast!
Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now.
No. Like, Omega Star 7 is streaming on your favorite podcatchers now!
Find out more at OmegaStar7.com.
Okay, I just don't know who's gonna want to listen to that.
So, sound. Okay, so this is fucking dope, and I could not be more excited about the fact that they got the original four voice actors from the 1987 cartoon to reprise their respective roles in this game. So we're talking Cam Clark, Barry Gordon, the legendary Rob Paulsen, who you'll know as Raphael, but also Yakko Warner from Animaniacs, and Pinky from Pinky and the Brain, and Townsend Coleman. So all four original classic turtle voices are in this with new dialogue and new lines and new hi-yahs and grunts and, like, you know, oh, shell shock, all that type of shit. And I cannot tell you how fucking cool it is to hear Rob Paulsen, after all these years, come back and hear him taunt Shredder as Raphael. It's just an absolute fucking trip to hear it. And I am so, so glad that all four actors were able to come back and find the time to do this. And the fact that Tribute Games and .emu actually went out and sought these dudes out, because it pulls the whole presentation together to have the visuals there, the controls are there, the classic music and sound effects are there, but to have those four actors come back and reprise their classic roles just seals the deal on an absolutely stellar and fantastic and nostalgic and loving package. The music in this game is so fucking killer. It's a bunch of, like, classic sounding chip tunes. It's a lot of remixes of classic TMNT game soundtrack tunes. You'll notice when you play this game that when you get to your first boss, it's like a remixed, updated version of the classic boss theme from Turtles in Time, which is super, super cool. There's new layers and elements to it, but it's still, like, super familiar at the same time. For me, it was like when I was playing, like, a Final Fantasy VII Remake for the first time, and I got to the Airbuster point when you're trying to blow up the second reactor, and Those Who Fight Harder kicks in, you know, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, just that massive fucking goosebumps, goddamn fucking nostalgia trip. This entire game is nothing but that. Like, your skin is going to be fucking goosebumps the entire time, because those classic TMNT tunes and all the old tracks from the classic games are in there, but updated and switched up and just masterfully and lovingly brought to a modern place. And it's just really fucking cool. It's super cool. And there's new music too. Spoiler alert, not that this is really like a spoiler type game. I wouldn't really worry about it. There are some really fun cameos and shit that pop up. But at one point, obviously you're going to fight the Shredder. And you get to fight the Shredder against a brand new fucking Wu-Tang Clan song called We Ain't Come to Lose. And it's by Raekwon and Ghostface Killah. And I can't tell you how fucking cool it is to be fighting Shredder with two members of the Wu-Tang Clan rapping in the background about Ninja Turtles. It just feels like Dotemu and Tribute Games just had like a blank check. And they were able to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do. And you could tell they just had so much fun putting this thing together and being like, I don't know, let's get Wu-Tang Clan to do a song. I don't know, let's get Rob Paulson to come back and play Raphael after 30 years. And everybody was just like fucking on board. And this whole thing just came together beautifully and magically. And it's absolutely to our benefit, especially TMNT fans, because this whole package is just... Man, I'm gushing this whole fucking review, but I literally have nothing bad to say. I do have a couple of bad things to say. Just a couple bad things to say. And it's not anything to do with the game itself, actually, honestly. Because like I said, I've played through it multiple times now with multiple characters. What's also really cool is the fact that all the characters feel slightly different. I played through the first time with Raphael because he is the best turtle. Yeah, you heard me right, Alex and Seth. And after that, I switched through with my second playthrough as Donatello. And the difference in their speed and how they function is kind of surprising. Like, you play Turtles in Time and you read the instruction manual. It's like, yeah, Donatello had too many pizzas and now he's a little slow. Raphael's the fastest. Michelangelo's kind of somewhere in between. Leonardo's got, you know, and so forth. They all have different stats. But it's all relatively negligible. Like, you can play through the game multiple times, TMNT 4, Turtles in Time, and not really see a whole ton of difference. It's very, very subtle, but it doesn't really impact your gameplay. Here, you actually have to change your tactics quite a bit because Raphael is so much faster. Michelangelo is even faster than him. Donatello feels, I'm going to say, sluggish in compared to those two. But because he's got such a heavy reach and such a heavy blow, it balances out. So you're going to get a different experience depending on which character you play through this. And because there's so many characters, there's like 7 characters in total, you are rewarded for going back and playing through the game multiple times with different characters and trying different tactics and seeing how each of the turtles functions differently. That all being said, I had zero problems playing online or by myself on my Xbox Series X. The game plays absolutely flawlessly. It's great. It's awesome. I played solo on my Nintendo Switch, and the solo experience was perfectly fine too. Absolutely no qualms. Switching between one console and the other felt seamless, aside from the difference in button mapping from controller to controller. The only issues I had and my only gripes come from Nintendo themselves because, as we all know, Nintendo can't fucking get their shit together when it comes to online gameplay. They just don't have it in them to create dedicated servers and promote that sort of online community or just the ability to play their games online comfortably because it's all peer-to-peer internet connection. So me and a buddy who both ended up getting the game for the Switch, we tried to play a multiplayer and he tried to jump into a game I already had in progress. And I crashed the first time. My game went straight to an error screen. Had to boot it back up and try again. Then I got it going to where I sent him an invite. He tried to accept that invite and join in, and then he crashed, had to reboot the game. It took about 10 minutes and multiple tries on both our ends to actually get this going online. And we did see some lag issues, unfortunately. It's not nearly as bad as like trying to play Super Smash online. It's not nearly as bad as trying to play like Diablo 2 or 3 online on your Switch. But we both did see latency warnings, and apparently my buddy afterwards said that he did have some lag issues where he would kind of freeze in place a little bit. The game would kind of fast forward on him a little bit. Didn't experience any of that on Xbox. Haven't played the game on PS5 yet. But I mean, at this point, there's no reason for me not to try it out on all platforms because I have so many friends who are excited to play this, and the game is only $20 digital, which is an absolute fucking steal. It's not a long game. I was able to finish it on my own with Raphael and my first playthrough in about, I don't know, 2.5, 3, maybe 3.5 hours. And that's doing all the quote-unquote side missions and doing all the exploration and trying to get all the challenges, trying to find all the secrets and whatnot. Me and my buddy, when we played on the Switch, we finished the entire game in probably 2 hours. We were like, hey, like, let's play Turtles before the Avalanche and the Lightning game starts for the Stanley Cup. Let's jump on. Let's, you know, see how far we can get. And we tore through it. Yeah. I mean, we're both, you know, veterans when it comes to beat-em-ups and games in general, but it's not a long playthrough. But like I said before, the replayability is where they get you with this game. There's so much here to go back and do and try and experiment with. There are different team-up power moves you can do depending on which characters we have. You get to level up your turtles as you're playing, and like their strength and their health bar and their ninja bar increase. The replayability here is fantastic. And the fact that a game is only a couple of hours long means you can replay this multiple times. And, you know, you can sit down on a Sunday morning, you can tear through this game before church. You might want to come home after school, you know, before you have to do your chores or whatnot, tear through another playthrough of it. It's massively rewarding to play through, you know, multiple times. You'll notice new things, all kinds of cool shit. There's homages to like as far back as the original NES TMNT game. And it's just this little thing where like Shredder appears on a TV screen in the mall. He's doing the same fucking hand gesture that he was when he was on the TV screen in the first NES game. This game is just such an amazing, incredible labor of love from Tribute Games and Dotemu. And I could not be more happy with it. I am so thrilled. Especially in this day and age where, let's be honest, like it's pretty easy to get super hyped and excited for a game or a TV show or a movie and have it kind of fall underneath your expectations and not be what you hoped for it to be. And it feels really fucking good to have bought this game for $20 with just the hope of it being a good homage to classic games and also just being a fun playthrough. And actually getting in return an incredible experience that was both lovingly crafted and also very masterfully crafted. Like the love and care is equal to the technical aspects of this game as well. Again, it just feels incredible to play. It sounds amazing. It looks fantastic. And for me, as a lifelong Turtle fan, I could not be happier. I am gonna fucking kick this right off and give this a perfect score. It's a 10 out of 10. There is nothing here to complain about aside from, like I said, the issues with Nintendo, but that's all to do with Nintendo and nothing to do with the developer here. I am just absolutely blown away. And I'm so happy, and I hope this is not the last TMNT beat-em-up we get from them. I would love to see them create sequels. I want even more characters. Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, Splinter, April, and Casey Jones are a fucking awesome kickoff point for this. But they've already said there isn't going to be DLC, so I am perfectly fine waiting a couple years to play with characters such as like Usagi Yojimbo or like the Punk Frogs who feature heavily in this game as well, like Napoleon Bonafrog and all those dope characters. I would love to have a sequel at some point where I can play as those characters too. And you know what? I would actually like for them to introduce a versus mode. One of the things that I really actually loved about Turtles in Time, I loved, my sister hated because she was my punching bag, was the versus mode. You can actually pick your turtle and square off against each other and do like a really light sort of, not really Street Fighter-esque, it wasn't nearly in depth, but you can fight against each other. And I think it'd be really cool here to have that sort of thing too, where you can jump online and play as your favorite turtle against your buddies, or like have like tournaments at your couch co-op sessions and whatnot. That would be really cool. But I mean, that's the mark of a really good game, is the fact that I've beaten it twice now. I cannot wait to play it again. And I just want more. Like, I'm not tired. I'm not done yet. Like, I want to play through the game with all of the turtles and April and Casey and Splinter. I want to get all the achievements. I want to go back and see if I can complete all the challenges. I want to get all the multiple endings for each turtle. Ah, man, I'm just over the moon. I cannot say enough good things. I can't stop saying good things about this game. So thank you, Tribute Games. Thank you, Dotemu, for creating this wonderful love letter to my childhood and also this wonderful modern beat-em-up experience. 10 out of 10, guys. I can't recommend enough you picking up this game for just $20. Or if you've got Xbox Game Pass, you can pick the game up for free. It was a day one launch. Just go play some fucking Turtles, man. Grab a beer, grab a slice of pizza, and just have the time of your life. It's fucking incredible. And that's going to do it for this side quest here on Space Castle. As always, it is your clubhouse and ours for all things nerdy. Want to thank our good friend Brian Lovett, a.k.a. BFuck Supreme, for co-writing our theme song, D's Notes. And I want to invite you to join our Galactonaut crew at patreon.com/spacecastlepod. My name's DT. And that's it. Bye. Love you.